Stop. Reflect. Refocus. This is Going Deeper.
There were some grudging New South Wales journalists who reported the story, but apparently Australia, Queensland and Broncos captain Darren Lockyer has proved to be a hero off the NRL field as well as on. He and some teammates were in a hotel pool in Brisbane in the days before the second State of Origin match, when out on the street on the other side of the pool fence they heard a car accident. So, what did Lockyer do? Well, apparently he didn't just keep on paddling. He jumped out of the pool, climbed over the high fence to get to the scene of the crash, and when he found the car lying on its roof with a terrified driver stuck inside, he ran over with his teammates and trainer and physio, and Lockie pulled that woman out of her wrecked hatchback. It's even more of a generous thing to do when you realise that he was sopping wet and only had on a pair of Speedos in the middle of winter. If we keep our eyes and ears open, we can be a great help to people around us. Interruptions and inconveniences can actually be opportunities for us to really serve and love people. When you read the stories about Jesus in the Bible, you'll find that many of the amazing miracles recorded there were actually just interruptions happening while he was travelling somewhere else or trying to do something else. We see him feed the 5,000. Raised Jairus' daughter from the dead and many other amazing acts while he was either on his way somewhere else or trying to do something else, but then stopped and had compassion on the people who interrupted him. We may not make the headlines for it, and some people I know will be offended and not appreciative if you offer them help out of the blue, but isn't it worth the odd rebuff to be someone who has their eyes and ears open to help? To be someone who's ready and willing to be a blessing wherever they can be. And opportunities can be everywhere. In the person struggling to get their suitcase up the stairs at the train station, or the young mum crying at the airport lounge, or the pensioner slowly unloading their groceries in front of you in the supermarket. Interruptions and inconveniences can also be opportunities if you're willing to let them be. I hope you see something soon that opens up a way for you to help. I'm Lauren Martin of the Salvation Army.